Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This book for you.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Glad you're here. I'm glad Rich Gaydon is here. Rich is the author and the columnist and the chief cost accountant over at Mullings.com, where you can get his twice weekly cyber column. He's a political operative, and sometimes he spins to the right. I'm not sure. I think maybe he stopped spinning lately, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend, Rich Gaydon. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tim. I want to say something about that bumper. I don't understand why you're using the Darth Vader theme behind the Obi-Wan Kenobi quote.
We just see it if you're paying attention. So, okay, Smart Aleck, let's talk about the Supreme
Mr.
Court.
Smarty Pants.
Let's talk about the Supreme Court situation here.
Yeah.
So the Democrats opened the door on what's about to happen. Not too long ago, under Reid, when he violated for the first time ever the nuclear option.
Yeah, the nuclear option, which is the shorthand, unfortunate though it may be, for doing away with the filibuster rule,
right?
Which has controlled the Senate actually in the earliest days of the Republic.
Does it go back that far?
The House had a similar rule that once you grab the floor, you could go as long as you want. But they quickly found out that even back then, there were too many members in the House to be able to sustain that. So
they
changed that. In the Senate, for a long time, it was you could hold the floor forever. Then they changed it to see if the Senate could get 75 votes, three-quarters of the senators to cut off debate, then you could stop. And then after during the civil rights issues of the 60s, it was decided that 75 was too high a mark to get to, so they lowered it to 60, where it's been ever since.
And Reid dropped that. He dropped it to a simple majority for lower court. He breached that for the first time himself. So now those chickens have come home to roost for the Democrats. Let me say one quick thing, folks. And I think you may have said it, but I want to make sure people know, this procedure, this practice, is to give a little bit of power to the minority. That's the purpose of it, which the Democrats are now in that. They weren't when Reid breached it the first time, and I remember people saying, including some Democrats, this could come back to haunt us one day.
And
that's where we are now, isn't it?
And it will come back and haunt the Republicans sometime in the future.
And that's what McCain's worried about.
Same maneuver tomorrow. The point that we need to make to our listeners is that when Harry Reid, who was then from Nevada, who was the Democratic majority leader, changed the filibuster rule for lower court federal judges, they specifically carved out the Supreme Court. That said, you still need 60 votes to get to the Supreme Court. Republican majority leader Mitch McConnell is going to change tomorrow.
He's got to deal with that tomorrow. But is he justified in doing that? I mean, are the Democrats justified in holding up Gorsuch?
Oh, you know, if I were a Democrat, I that's hard. It's a hard case. I mean, he'd have to see where.
But when you look back, Kagan and Sotomayor,
what the Republicans did to the Supreme Court pick for the empty seat for that Obama, I just can't think, Garland.
That the
Republicans wouldn't even hold a hearing on them,
and of course they use the Biden rule for that. They quoted Biden on that.
That is true, but nevertheless it happened, and the Democrats are upset. The other thing you have to add into this is that there are 33 seats up in the Senate in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Actually 34, because there'll be a special in Alabama.
And how many? And how many?
And 25 Democrats? Of those seats are currently held by Democrats.
Ah.
And in the Senate, holding a seat and running for re-election is not considered to be coming from strength. It is in the House,
mm-hmm.
but not in the Senate. So there are a lot of senators that for whom the calculation is, this is going to go through anyway. I don't have to vote for it. I'm off the hook.
Right.
I can go to my. I'm not going to get primaried, which
but,
I really don't want to do.
But if you vote against it, I mean, if there are that many Democrats, depending on which district they're in, I mean, which state they're in, if they're in pink or red states, Rich, the electorate was. I think one of the big issues of this last election was the Supreme Court that helped get Trump elected.
Well, it was. I wrote a column about this, but the reason it was, I believe, Jim, was because it was not just a philosophical discussion about who should fill these seats. There was an empty seat
right.
staring everybody in
right.
the face.
And some folks up there on life support too. The rest
well,
of them.
Well, that's right. And
not to be
happen again.
Not to be indelicate or anything uncharitable. Hey, Rich.
Before they get to the general election, a lot of these senators and members of the House are more concerned about getting into a primary fight.
Quickly,
and they
Rich,
want to protect against
quickly,
that.
Which will Gorsuch be approved by the Republicans with
the
nuclear
option? With the
nuclear option.
Yep.
Okay, quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.